The Motor Traffic and Transport Unit of the Ghana Police Service says they are ready to ensure sanity on the roads as the Easter festivities draw nearer. The MTTU says they have taken delivery of 10 tow trucks, one for each region, to ensure that broken down vehicles are not left on the roads. What other security measures are in place? ACP Awutubi Awuni is the national commander of the MTTU. He has joined us on the phone. Hello.
Yeah,
Mr. Awuni, the Easter festivities are here with us again, and obviously security concerns will be what the people will be looking out for. What plans are in place by the police to ensure that there's incident-free Easter?
As far as the road is concerned, we've already sent operational orders to all the regional MTU commanders, and we've directed them to be visible on the highways and make sure that those who flout the rules are dealt with according to law. From Accra, we are augmenting the strength of Nkoko MTU because Kwawu Mountains is going to be a hot spot during the period. As I speak with you, yesterday we took over some tow trucks. The tow trucks that Road Safety Management Services Limited brought in. Yesterday they handed them over to us.
How many are they?
Hello?
How many are they?
Every region is going to get at least one.
Okay.
Every region is going to get at least one. So yesterday we passed out the drivers and we asked them to make sure that all broken down vehicles, especially the big trucks that are broken down the highways and are left unattended, so they should make sure that they clear them from the place. And besides that, there was a brief ceremony to where the transport unions, together with the National Drivers Academy, took a few of our men through the use of this alcohol sensors, and a few of them have also been donated to the, especially the Accra MTU, for us to be able to see whether we can check drunk drivingness.
Mr. Awuni, last year you beefed up security in the eastern region, especially at your area. Are you doing same this year?
Last year we did it because we had the personnel. As I speak with you now, even those MTU, the crews that were boosted to us during last year, all of them have been withdrawn from us. They've been reposted to the regions. And therefore, we're going to have a problem with manpower. But I suppose that the police headquarters will augment that by sending the team from their M2. But those that we had for road-to-road activities, they would review everybody as at the close of last month.
But as we speak, have you made any request for additional personnel?
Yes, I have done that, but I have not received any response yet. I've asked that they should augment my strength with at least 100 men to be able to handle the situation, but I've not received any response from the headquarters yet.
You made mention of alcohol meters to check drunk driving. Last year, the same measures were put in place, but indications were that people were drunk whilst driving, especially around Etiwa.
Yeah, let me just tell you that the alcohol sensors, last year I don't think we had anything that could have checked any drunk driving. You know, we didn't have it. Even today, like I'm telling you, it's just about last week that the private transport owners, the GPRT owners, have brought in these alcohol sensors. And even those ones that were brought from just yesterday's one, I thought that they should be calibrated because we don't want a problem where they would say the police are using alcohol sensors that are not workable. So the standard boards will calibrate them before we use them on the highways. It is the responsibility of another body to equip the police to do those jobs. And therefore, if the equipment is not coming, the police will be found wanting. And always the blame will be said, the police are not working. But the police need to work with logistics.
Mr. Awuni, thank you very much for talking to us. I wish I get back to you as the Easter festivities I go on.
You're welcome, my brother.